Although the U.S. has taken the lead in the global war on terrorism, governments from all over the world have taken part: Pakistan, the Philippines, Germany, Spain, and Canada. Even before the terrorist attacks in September, U.S. officials were concerned about Canadian security. And in recent weeks, the Canadian government has passed sweeping new laws to help in the investigation of suspected terrorists. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Montreal.
A dingy two-window apartment above an acidic tailor shop in central Montreal is the last known address of Fakhr Basura, a Canadian man of Tunisian origin whom U.S. officials believe is part of an al-Qaeda sleeper cell. A few blocks away is where Ahmed Rassam, the so-called Millennium Bomber, stayed while in Montreal. There are several alleged terrorists who lived in or passed through the city who are being sought by American and European countries. David Harris, the former chief of strategic planning at Canada's intelligence service, says terrorists have long regarded Canada as a good place to call home.
You're right on the doorstep of the United States, and here in Canada you offer all kinds of conveniences and amenities to the discriminating terrorist. We have the same advanced communications, transport, electronics that you have in the States, banking systems that are very much first world in quality, lend themselves as a result to the channeling of funds, and so on.
The head of Canada's intelligence service says there are about 50 terrorist organizations operating in the country, but that the groups are fragmented and unorganized. Still, American officials have been growing increasingly concerned about potential terrorists planning and launching attacks from Canadian soil. As a way to prevent that and calm American fears, Canada recently introduced new anti-terrorism legislation, says Joel Sokolsky, the Dean of Arts at Kingston's Royal Military Academy.
The United States has an interest in Canada not becoming a security liability, and Canada, however it may or may not believe in the threat, has an interest in making sure the United States believes that Canada is not a liability.
The new legislation is known as Bill C-36. It gives police, among other things, more power to tap phones, do electronic surveillance, and detain anyone on suspicion of terrorism for up to 72 hours without a warrant. Civil rights groups are up in arms over the bill, saying it threatens Canada's Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which is the country's Bill of Rights. Sokolsky says most Canadians are proud of the basic human rights the Charter provides.
I think what the government found was, yes, the Canadians were concerned about security. Yes, they were prepared to make compromises, but they ran into what had developed in 20 years, a real affinity for the Charter as something that defines Canadians.
It took just over 3 months to write, debate, and pass the new legislation. But Sean Scromeda, a lawyer with the Justice Department who worked on the bill, defends the new legislation, saying great care was taken to ensure human rights are upheld.
Ultimately, the total hours in committee, the total hours of debate within Parliament were great. The amount of analysis outside of Parliament and in the newspapers were full of it. I think in some ways this bill received closer scrutiny than perhaps other pieces of legislation because of the environment under which it was being debated.
Islamic groups, however, feel Muslims will be unduly targeted. Salam Ilmanyawi with the Islamic Center of Quebec.
With the minimum of evidence, you can throw somebody in jail and throw the key away. This kind of attitude, especially that is coming from south of the border, meaning in the United States, is troublesome for Muslims.
Anti-terrorism officials say over the past few years, Islamic militants have become the greatest concern, and that Montreal's immigrant community has become a focal point. Montreal is home to about 100,000 Muslim immigrants. Many arrive as refugees from French-speaking countries such as Algeria and Morocco. Last year, about 60,000 refugees arrived in Canada looking for asylum. Most were immediately allowed into the country, even though they had no identification. They can work, receive health care and welfare until they're called for a refugee hearing. Quite often, they don't show up.
I would certainly challenge the assertions that we have a lax immigration system.
Joan Atkinson with Citizen and Immigration Canada says hundreds of thousands of refugees build a good law-abiding life in Canada. But there were ongoing concerns in Ottawa and Washington that terrorists could take advantage of loopholes in the system. In June, the government set tough new standards for immigrants and refugees. There are now stricter guidelines for inadmissibility. The application process has been shortened from 4 years to about 1 year. And in a major policy shift, Atkinson says background checks can no longer wait until the end of the application process.
Immediately after September 11th, we switched that completely, and we put in place right up at the front end of the process an in-depth security check on all arriving refugee claimants. Whenever we determine that an individual poses a security risk, we will always detain.
But despite all the changes, there's a lingering sense of, is it enough? Denis Lafarbe, the Assistant Commissioner of Canada Customs and Revenue, says it still takes a lot of work to convince Americans that Canada is not a soft touch for terrorists.
We constantly have to reassure, yes. It's something that I think that we have to do, and we have to do well, and it's not something that we can take for granted. No matter how good we are, we still have to do the marketing down south. It's important for us. It's just the way it is.
And likely to stay that way while the United States wages its war on terrorism. Because whether Canadians like it or not, they want to make sure their neighbors know they're not a liability. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Montreal.